Another edition of the End Zone podcast. We are going to be kind of on a vacation this week. So just a quick show for you today. We're going to run through, we're going to give you our picks, and then we're going to run out of here. We'll highlight and kind of make big points on some of the bigger games of the week. I'll start with you, though, Chris. Buccaneers, Bills, who do you got?
I have Bills 24-13. I think the Bills will shut down the Buccaneers offense, and Jameis Winston will be talking about a quarterback replacement.
I agree. Moving on to the Panthers and the Bears. The Bears, of course, coming off a big overtime win. I have the Bears. I think that they're going to be able to run the ball enough to weaken up this Panthers defense and kind of dominate them in the fourth quarter. I'm going to take the Bears by a score of 24-17, and I think Cam Newton's not fully healthy.
I would agree with you on the score, but I'm going to say, I'm going to agree with you on the score, but I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say Panthers 24-17. I just don't think the Bears have enough offensively to put it up 24 to beat the Bears. I'm going to pick Panthers by 7.
The Titans and the Browns, DeMarco Murray, limited touches this week, according to people, and he's injured. I think Derrick Henry's going to have a big game. He's got 318 yards in the season thus far. I think he's going to be the first 200-yard rusher of the year, and I think the Titans win 35-10, and again, DeShon Kizer struggles.
Sure, I would agree with you. I'm going to pick the Titans in a blowout. I'm going to pick 28-14 Titans. Anybody could run against that Browns defense. I mean, it doesn't matter who shows up. It doesn't really matter. If DeMarco Murray could show up half run and still beat, and the Titans are still going to beat the Browns. So, Titans 28-14.
Brett Hundley and Drew Brees square off in Saints-Packers. I think Brett Hundley's going to impress us a little bit. He's not going to make any big mistakes, but I think the Saints defense will hold the Packers to under 20 points. They're a top 15 defense. I think people might be kind of overrating them after this game, and I'm going to take the Saints 27-14.
I absolutely agree with you, but I think it's going to be a wider margin. I have the Packers on the Saints 42-17. I just think the Saints offense will be way too much for the Packers to overcome, especially without Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the difference on that offense in Green Bay.
Jaguars at Colts. I think Jacoby Brissett at home has a massive day in front of all those crazy Indy home fans. Throws for 3-4 touchdowns, big yardage number, and I think that the Colts move up to 3-4 and stay competitive in the AFC South.
I think it would be pretty embarrassing if that happens. We talked about it earlier. I just think the Jaguars will shut down Jacoby Brissett and the Indianapolis Colts. I have the Jaguars winning 24-21.
Cardinals, Rams, really the biggest game of the week. If the Cardinals win this game, they're right back in the division, and the Rams fall to 4-3. That means they have the same record. The Cardinals leapfrog them. If the Cardinals lose this game, that means they basically have to win the rest of their games to get to even a wild card spot. I think that the Rams are due for a bounce back game, but I think that the Cardinals are desperate and desperation wins games. I'm taking the Cardinals. It's going to be a shootout 35-28 in London.
I'm just not sure on the Cardinals right now. I think I'm half sold on Adrian Peterson in that offensive line, but I'm going to take the Rams 29-27. It's going to be a high scoring game, but it's going to be close. But I just think the Rams have too much talent offensively for the Cardinals, and the defense of the Cardinals hasn't looked great lately. So I'm going to take the Rams. Very close game.
Jets, Dolphins. I think Jay Cutler's terrible, and I think Josh McCown is great for what kind of quarterback he is. This game takes the Jets. out of contention for the first pick. They win this game to go to 4-3, and their goals become set on going 8-8 or 9-7.
Yes, I agree with you on the game score. That's about it. I'm gonna say the Jets win 20-13. Jay Cutler has looked average at best, and that's just not enough. And the Dolphins need to think about putting Matt Moore in replacement of Jay Cutler.
Vikings, the lock of the week for me. No way the Ravens win this game. Terrible offense versus the best defense in the league. I'm taking the Vikings at home.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about this. The Vikings will win this football game. This could be my lock. I'm not going to pick it as my lock, but it could be my lock. Vikings by 17. This is going to be an ugly game.
Upset of the week, 49ers over the Cowboys. C.J. Beathard has a big game. He looked great against the Redskins, was able to march the ball up and down the field. He looks like Matt Ryan in the Kyle Shanahan offense. The Kyle Shanahan offense is finally rolling and ready. I think it was just missing a valley quarterback. C.J. Beathard's going to prove a lot to us this week. And just keep rising. I think by the end of the year, we might even be talking about the 49ers viewing him as their long-term solution. I'm gonna take the Niners in a shootout, 35-28.
Yeah, I have them in a very high scoring game, 46-39. Dallas Cowboys off defense. We know what it is. It's just they don't have any talent besides David Irving, and that's not gonna take you too far. I just don't trust the Dallas Cowboys. And then I think Ezekiel Elliott's mind is on the court cases and everything else, but football and offensive line hasn't been as great this year. Niners win.
The Giants and the Seahawks. The Giants are finally what we thought they'd be at the beginning of the year with that big win against the Broncos, a team that can move the ball sort of efficiently and score 20 points a game. Plus, great defense. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than people think, but I'm taking the Seahawks 17-14.
I have the Seahawks 27-13. I think we'll be going back to talking about what the New York Giants aren't. I think the Broncos didn't show up last week. I just think that game was a fluke. So I'm going to take the Seahawks 27-13.
Another big division game, probably the second biggest game of the week. The Bengals and the Steelers. If the Bengals win this game, they head up to 3-3 and are right back in it in a wide open division. And the Steelers fall to 4-3. However, it's in Pittsburgh. It's the Bengals and the Steelers. Vontaze Burfict is a lock to get ejected in this game in my mind. If you like big, hard hitting, physical, dirty, like just grind them out, old-fashioned football, this game is for you. But you got to get on board with the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell looks like he's completely back to normal. I'm taking the Steelers over the Bengals. Low-scoring affair, 17-14.
I'm going to take the Bengals in this game. The Steelers, I'm just not there on them yet. I haven't been on them yet. There's something going on in Pittsburgh. I just don't know what it is. I'm going to take the Bengals in an upset, 24-23. Like I said, I trust the Bengals in this game, in this particular game. It's kind of like when we said, for some reason, the Pittsburgh always goes into Kansas City and they come out with a win. This is going to be like this for me. It's just meant to be. It's going to be meant to be. And I think the Bengals will be 500 and we'll be talking about them as a possible wild card contender.
Moving on, it is the Super Bowl rematch. The Falcons and Patriots. Patriots defense is very bad. Matt Ryan's going to have a good game. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a lot better game than you think. But it's in Foxborough, so I gotta take the Patriots, and I gotta take them by a score. So let's go 49-42 Patriots.
Patriots aren't scoring 49 points on the Falcons, but I do think the Patriots will win. I'm going to pick the Patriots 35-29. I'm not there on the Falcons' offense. Steve Sarkisian and Kyle Shanahan, that's the difference right there. If Kyle Shanahan was still there, I would pick the Falcons because I trust his offense better than Steve Sarkisian's. I think they just haven't had time to get it together. Matt Ryan's thrown 6 picks, 6 interceptions. That's just not good enough. I'm going to pick the Patriots to win this game, and the Falcons will probably end up winning this game. It's just the way it works.
Redskins, Eagles, another big division game this week. I think the Eagles are due for a loss. They've been very hot, but I think that Kirk Cousins plays, we talk about a lot about quarterbacks struggling in primetime. I think Kirk Cousins thrives in the spotlight. I think he has his best games then. I think he's going to have a great game, throw 4 touchdowns. It's going to be one of the games of the year. I'm taking the Redskins 28-24.
Eagles are riding high right now. I just trust the whole team. They have more talent. If they should win the football game, I'm going to predict that they will win the football game 27-24. I'm not there on Washington's offense. Kirk Cousins, I know he's legit, but I just don't see the talent there. And that's, for me, it's talent in this game, and that's what it's going to come down to.
All right.
Eagles 27-24.
Well, thanks all for joining us tonight. Sorry for the shorter version. We're tired and don't lazy, mainly. Also, our recording from the show that we did full-time dropped last second. So, due to technical difficulties, we get a nice short show this week. We'll be back Tuesday. We're going to enjoy our long weekend. We hope you enjoy your weekend. Go watch some football, and we will see you Tuesday. Peace out.